This is the State of Things live from the Upstage Cabaret at Triad Stage in downtown Greensboro. I'm Frank Stacio. Thank you. Last week, Guilford County Schools suspended its $30 million Amplify Tablets program. Earlier this year, they issued 15,000 tablets to their students, but after hundreds of them were damaged or broken, they've taken all of them back. They're now awaiting feedback from the U.S. Department of Education, which is closed. Also, their upcoming vote in Forsyth County Board of Commissioners on whether to allow concealed weapons in Tanglewood Park. We'll talk about that. A lot of controversy surrounding this decision because Tanglewood is the county's only park with an alcohol permit. Jeff Tiberius here. He is WUNC's Greens Bureau Chief, and he will talk to us about recent developments in the Triad. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank.
So tell us about this tablet program. We were here last month talking about it. We're very excited. Biggest, one of the largest in the country.
One of the largest in the country. We've chatted about this several times. 15,000 tablets went out starting earlier this summer to teachers. Teachers were trained over the course of June and July. Then the students picked them up in August. The company that Guilford County has paid now more than $3 million to, it's a company called Amplify that you mentioned, they're the vendor. So they provide all the content, all the educational material on the tablet. They don't actually build the tablets themselves. They have hired another company. That company is called ASUS. So there are kind of three parties involved. Amplify has seven other smaller pilot programs throughout the country. What they have seen in those programs is that between 1 to 3% of the tablets have broken. That might be a crack in the frame, damaged glass, just broken tablets that need to go back to Amplify. They're insured, and they get replaced. What's happened in Guilford County is that about 10% of the tablets have broken. So of those 15,000, both student and teacher tablets have broken, and we're at about 1,500 breaks. And, you know, one of the major questions is, well, why? Guilford County Schools found out last week, they realized that the glass that's on these tablets that they had requested that was written into the contract, so the folks from Guilford County say, is not the glass that is on the tablets. It's called Gorilla Glass, which I had never heard of, but it's a more durable glass that can take a little rougher treatment, if you will, from middle school students. So the first question is, you know, well, who goofed? Why isn't the kind of glass that they asked for and requested in these tablets? To that point, Amplify has kind of come back and danced around it a little bit and said, well, it is worth noting that in the other pilot programs, none of those tablets have Gorilla Glass. So now we're, I guess, on one hand, back to this, well, even if you get the right glass or the glass they requested for these tablets in Guilford County, why are they still breaking at 5 or 6 times the rate of the other programs? And at this point, a lot more questions than answers. It's really anecdotal, and it's unclear why so many tablets have broken.
It just means Guilford County students are that much more aggressive about their education. They're using them more. No, but it does raise a serious question, because if you have a contract and you specify the quality of the material and it costs you more, you're getting paid based on that. So whether or not they broke, if you promised me one thing and you got paid for it and you gave me something less, that's a serious issue.
Right. Are we talking about an oversight by Amplify or ASUS? Are we talking about one of those companies being neglectful, one of those companies deciding, well, we don't want to put this Gorilla Glass in because we're going to save X amount of dollars? It's unclear why it happened. And I personally think it's interesting. In the conversations I've had with people, I say, well, who goofed? And they say, well, we don't know. We're getting to the bottom of that. That to me seems like a pretty simple answer. You know, was it not written clearly enough into the contract? Did they order the wrong? I mean, who goofed?
Right.
You know,
right.
Let's put it out there. And I think they're obviously doing a little bit of damage control. The one other thing that led to this, because the breaking of the tablets has happened over the past 6 weeks, there was a charger that was at the home of a Guilford County student last Wednesday. And the charger, the tablet charged, it was fully charged, it remained connected to the charger. The charger overheated and melted. Fortunately, no one was injured. There was no fire or anything like that. ASUS's stance is that of the 500,000 chargers like this that it has sent out worldwide, this is the only one that has melted. So they hope and think it's an isolated incident. But Guilford County Schools has said, if we have melting chargers, we're going to suspend this thing. We're going to bring everything back, and we're going to take a look at the safety of the chargers and the durability of these tablets, whether or not we should change the glass, so on and so forth.
So right now the program is suspended, but they have to talk to somebody at the Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education, about this, right?
That's what they have hinted at. They have not explicitly said we won't end the suspension without talking with somebody from the Department of Education. But this whole thing is funded by a $30 million race to the top federal grant. And the impression I got in speaking with school system officials on Friday was, you know, they've already spent $3 million, and there are many more millions of dollars involved in this thing, and they would like to consult with the legal department or chat with people from the Department of Education to see if they have a strong opinion about how the school system should proceed.
And they're on furlough, so they're going to be a little hard to get in touch with. Nobody answering the phones.
They can't chat with them.
We're the government. Your call is important to us. When we come back, we'll answer your phone call. So that's rough. So in the meantime, they're just holding them. The program is suspended. It's not going on, and the kids are returning their tablets.
Yes. I think the vast majority of them have been returned at this point. It sounds like they're still collecting some of the tablets to get all 15,000 in. It's interesting to note that another major tablet computer initiative in Los Angeles, which kind of came together pretty quickly in the past few months, it has nothing to do with Amplify. It's an Apple program. And those are iPads. That program was suspended at the end of September because students had figured out, that program was suspended out of school. So the tablets are still being used in some of the Los Angeles schools, but students are not taking them home because students figured out a way to hack into the system and go to websites that they were not supposed to be going to.
It is an educational tool. They learned something then, didn't they?
Yes.
And they were using Gorilla Glass, not Gorilla Glass, and they found a subversive. I think, look, if they're learning, but I guess you're right. Okay, they shouldn't have been on those websites. So two programs suspended. We'll stay tuned, and I'm sure we'll be talking about this for a long time to come. We thought it was a pretty innocuous program, but apparently not. And it was controversial before, but not because of the potential for breaking, but there were other controversies around even starting that program in Guilford.
Yes, and I guess two important things to note, adding as footnotes at this point. One, there haven't been any widespread or major complaints about the content. You know, the teachers and the students, they've liked the educational material that has been on these tablets, but, you know, obviously a different problem here has come up. Somebody from Amplify did also tell me that if the school system pushes to have the glass replaced and have this durable, more durable Gorilla Glass put onto all 15,000 tablets, if they have to replace the tablets, replace the glass on the tablets, it is likely the end of the program for this year. It would likely get postponed until next year, which would be kind of a black mark on the company and the program.
Let's move to Forsyth County. Tanglewood Park is in the news. Tell us about that.
It is. Tanglewood Park is... has been county-owned and operated for 62 years. And what is going on right now is a debate over whether or not concealed carry permits or folks with concealed carry permits should be able to bring a concealed weapon to the park. They have made an initial vote, and they have voted to allow concealed weapons at Tanglewood Park. As you know, you have mentioned, it is interesting because of all the parks in Forsyth County, this is the one that has an ABC license. This is the one that has an establishment where you can go and get alcohol. And what they have voted to allow is to bring concealed carry weapons everywhere throughout the park.
It was the one holdout. The rest of the parks you can carry guns. That one you couldn't because of the liquor permit. John Candy, rest his soul, did a stand-up routine. It was hilarious. He does a play-by-play announcer for a baseball game, and he's doing it imaginative, and you can hear the crowd in the background, the ball's getting hit, and he's trying to do color, and it's very funny to listen to him give these fake stats. And at one point, it's the funniest part in the whole bit that John Candy does. He goes, inside a low, ball three. You want to make sure you come out tomorrow night, folks. It's hard liquor and handgun night here at the park. See, they're laughing because it would be stupid to put handguns in a place where you have liquor, but apparently they're not. It's not a joke there, huh?
So the park was the land for the park was donated by William Reynolds, who is the brother of R.J. Reynolds. And William Reynolds' great-grandnephew is a fellow by the name of Noah Reynolds, who is a Democrat, ran for city council, did not win, and he has threatened a lawsuit. He says that he's going to sue the county commissioners if they vote again on Monday to pass this measure. He says that this is a violation of constitutional law and that concealed carry permits are just not protected by the Second Amendment. He says that there is no place for this, that it is not necessary, it is not needed, and he has threatened a lawsuit. On the other side of the county commissioners, who say that this is an ordinance they are simply updating because of a state law that went into effect last Monday or Tuesday, whenever the first was, Tuesday. That new state law, as I imagine many of our listeners are aware, allows concealed carry permits in restaurants and bars and also parks, recreational parks throughout the state, swimming pools, athletic fields. And Tanglewood is simply saying, you know, we're updating our ordinance, and likely this is headed for the courts.
And the argument in favor of that is that that people might need to protect themselves in this park.
That is the argument. The argument, as one county commissioner said to me this morning, he feels that there is more civility and that there is less of a possibility of problems arising if more people are carrying. His words, not mine.
Jeff Tiberi, WUNC's Greens Bureau Chief. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you, Frank.
On the stage things today. Jeff Tiberi, coming up next, a conversation about equality in North Carolina schools and the long civil rights movement. But we have the UNCG Spartan Jazz Collective with us. We're going to talk with them at the end of our program, but we'll hear a little bit of their music now. After I tell you that you are listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, stay with us. Here's the UNCG Spartan Jazz Collective.